The Word of God to think about for a moment this morning is a familiar one from the second chapter of Luke, the 15th verse beginning. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. Christmas celebrations come and go. The decorations are brought out, and a few weeks later they're put away again. And then we're back at school to start yet another semester. Even the gifts. Did any of you receive gifts over the holidays? Even the gifts will soon become memories. Actually, I knew that you had received gifts during the holidays. Even the shepherds received gifts before they ever went to Bethlehem. After the glorious sights and sounds of Christmas were over for them, they were still out in the field. The angels went back to heaven. And it might have seemed to the shepherds as though they had little to show for the heavenly celebration that was now over. Glory to God in the highest. But the angels had brought a message to them, a word from God that is still ours today. And that made all the difference. It was that message which the shepherds talked about with others after they had been to the stable and as they went back to their sheep. It is that message that gives us precious gifts that last. Notice first the faith that he gave to the shepherds. They believed the message of the angels. Some might say, "Oh, sure, I would believe too if an angel from heaven appeared to me." But the truth is that if we do not believe the Word of God, we would not believe even if Lazarus would rise from the dead. And if we believed only because of the messenger, whether an angel or pastor or parents or prof, the day will come when all of these messengers will be gone. Then where would our faith be if it was really in them? When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." The shepherds believed that it had really happened. They did not go to Bethlehem to see if it had come to pass, but to see the baby. And their faith was not in the angel. They didn't say, "Which the glittering angel of light has told us about," but "which the Lord has made known to us." This is the kind of faith that God gives. It is not shaken by outward lowliness, by suffering, by anything that might happen to us. Even strips of cloth and the poorest of cradles could not weaken the faith of those shepherds. And when we find ourselves in sad or lonely circumstances, we too can still rejoice with the shepherds. Listen to the joy that the shepherds were given as they talked eagerly with one another. You can hear it also in the drumming of their feet on the ground, can't you? For they did not just go, but they hurried to Bethlehem. And look at the unity which God gave them as they discussed the word from God. You don't hear one complaining, "But it's too far," or another, "But I have too much tied up in my sheep," or, But this is not a convenient time. It's my only time to rest. They might be disagreed upon many things, but there was no mistaking the message they all heard. It united them in faith. Yes, and look at the humility with which they are blessed. They do not mind leaving their sheep, their livelihood, for they have a chance to see someone greater than themselves. They do not even mind kneeling in the dirt by a feed trough, and they know before they go that that's what they're looking for. They were not commanded to go to Bethlehem, but they are ready and willing to serve Him whose birth had sent the angels into such a paroxysm of jubilant praise. Of course, we could not see any of those gifts, the faith, the joy, the unity, humility, or willingness, if they had remained hidden in their hearts. But the Lord also moved them to action, and their activity shows how richly they had been gifted. Now all these same gifts are yours and mine, for the good news is for all people. That baby was born to live the life we should have lived, and to do it in our name. He was born to suffer the death our sins deserve. In Him we have received the gift of forgiveness, peace with God, His good favor shining upon us. May our activities in the coming year also show forth the gifts which we have received, which the Lord has made known to us. And let's join now in the activity of singing our closing prayer. Hymn 96, the last two stanzas, 96, 3 and 4.